back on the pitch, it's going to be Critchley, who's switched ends to the Diglis end. So it'll
that
be
should do it, shouldn't it?
Interesting to see if this has an effect, because he'll still be bowling into the arc of Ross Whiteley, who we've been saying is striking the ball increasingly well as his innings is going on. And he hits this one not as sweetly as he has been doing down the ground, and continues to progress his score now into 51, 227 for six.
He did die at Lord's during a wartime cricket match, Andy Duckett, in 1942, but he died of a heart attack. After he'd retired, he went back and played in some sort of a charity game, playing for the Home Guard.
Good grief.
No, his unit were playing the Home Guard, that was it. There we are.
In comes Critchley then to bowl to the right-handed Leach, who's swinging the bat. It was a...
Did he hit that?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think
I think if he'd have hit that point, he would have dived to have caught it. Second attempt, wouldn't he, surely?
In comes Critchley once again to bowl to Leach, and again he's beaten outside the off stump. So Critchley's clearly doing a little bit with the ball here, maybe.
So now Worcestershire know which end to bowl the spinner.
Yeah.
Far end. It's turning from the far end and not from this end.
Got a bit of rip there, didn't he?
Could, of course, be Leach is just picking the wrong line. We'll see. He hits this one. It's the shot he attempted off the first ball he faced in the Sabre. A extra cover drive that's fielded by Broome on the boundary. He returns the ball to Critchley, but not before the Worcestershire batsmen scamper through for two more runs, and it goes to 229 for six. In comes Critchley again. Can he cause a problem again? It's off the outside half of the bat and just short of the captain, Alex Hughes, who's fielding at short cover. He was diving forward, trying to get underneath it, but the ball was always dropping too quickly for that to happen. Critchley bowls again. This time, Leach is over the top, and it's going to be a chase for the fieldsman at long off. He doesn't make it, does Wayne Madsen, and the ball bounces over the rope and into the boundary hoardings, and the umpire signals four runs, and despite beating Leach on two occasions in that over, it's another expensive one. Takes the Worcestershire total onto 233 for six. Whiteley has 51 and Leach now has seven.